Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we did the ahadith with regards to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give a person that is martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What beauty, what glamour, what splendor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for that person that has become martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to such an extent that if a person owned everything of this world, one person owned everything. In other words, every cent, every penny, every gold, every silver, every diamond, every resort, every building was owned by one person. And that person had to become shaheed. Sorry, that person had to pass away and go into Jannah. He didn't become shaheed, normal person. He had to pass away and Allah Pak had entered into Jannah. That person who owned everything of this world will never desire to come back. This world will feel like a cage to him. Despite owning everything of this world, he will feel as though he's going back into a cage, into a prison. He'll never want to come back into this dunya. But on the other hand, the only person that will desire, he may have not owned anything in this world, but the only person that will desire to come back into this world is a shaheed. Why he'll desire to come back into this world is so that he can get shahadat again. And that honor that he got the first time round was so beautiful, so lovely, such an enjoyment Allah Pak had given him, that even receiving the highest rewards in Jannah, he's desiring, I wish I can go back and become a shaheed again to get that honor one more time. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I desire that I be martyred and then I be raised up again, I be martyred again, I be raised up again, I be martyred again, because of the honor and the enjoyment that a shaheed enjoys. So here, so we did the rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in place for a shaheed. Now today we learn that we should make dua for this. After knowing that there's such great reward and there's such merit for becoming a shaheed, the minimum we can do is make dua for this. So these ahadith exalt us on making dua for shahadat. عن سهل بن حنيف رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من سأل الله تعالى الشهادة بصدق بلغه الله منازل الشهداء وإن مات على فراشه. هذا سهل بن حنيف رضي الله عنه says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that person that asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for shahadat with sincerity, sincerely he asks, he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Pak, give me shahadat, give me the rank of a shaheed. بَلَّغَهُ اللَّهُ الْمَنَازِلَ الشُّهَدَىٰ. Allah Pak will cause him to reach the ranks of the shuhada, reach the ranks of the shaheed. وَإِنْ مَاتَ عَلَىٰ فِرَاشِهِ. Even if he passes away on his bed. He passed away on his bed, but he used to make dua with sincerity for shahadat. Allah Pak will give him the rank of shahadat. How beautiful. Despite him passing away on the bed, whether it's a hospital bed, whether it's with caregivers around, people assisting him with all the facilities there, but because he used to make dua with sincerity, Allah Pak will give him the martaba of a shaheed. And Anas radiallahu anhu qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man talaba shahadata sadiqan wa'atiyaha walau lam tusibhu. Anas radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who sincerely seeks shahadat, seeks martyrdom, will receive its reward even if he does not die as a martyr. He didn't pass away as a martyr, he may pass in any other way, but he used to make dua, he used to sincerely ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he will receive the reward of a martyr. Now we might be frightened to make this dua, that how can, what will happen, what does a person go through being killed, being martyred, becoming a shaheed, what pain he must be going through, how difficult it must be, that thought must be going through our mind, that if this thing sounds a little bit scary, we are frightened also to make dua. So this hadith so beautifully, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains that he takes away even that fear of asking and making dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this hadith is saying on Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ma yajidu ash-shahidu min massil qatli illa kama kana yajidu ahadukum min massil qarsati. Rawahu Tirmidhi. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the pain of death which a martyr experiences is like the pain that one of you experiences from the bite of an ant. Small ant bite, that is what he experiences. Now Allah Pak's miracle, Allah Pak's karamat, that he saves him also from the pain of death. That even how you feel on small ant bite, this is what this person feels. And then he feels all the blessings and all the ni'mats and all the bounties of Jannah for becoming a shaheed. So here this hadith says, there's not something to fright for. Who makes dua? Do Allah Pak save us from one ant bite? We don't really make the dua. Why? Because it's not something we fright for. So here Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is taking out that fear out of us. But this is what he feels, that the pain of death which a martyr experiences is like the pain of which one of you experiences from the bite of an ant. One more hadith will do. An Abdullah ibn Abi Ofa, an Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam fi ba'di ayyamihi allati laqiya fiha al-adu intadhara hatta malat al-shams. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abi Ofa narrates that on one occasion Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had confronted the enemy. He waited until the sun had passed its zenith. ثُمَّ قَامَ فِي النَّاسِ فَقَالَ. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam waited until Zawal. So in other words, the Zawal time had finished. Then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stood up and then he gave a khutbah. He then stood up, فَقَالَ أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ. He addressed the people, O people, لَا تَتَمَنَّوا لِقَاءَ الْأَدُوِ. Don't desire to meet the enemy. Don't desire to meet the enemy. Ulama explained why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells us. But because in deen, a person shouldn't be overconfident. That I make in dua, I want to meet the enemy. You don't know at that condition what the level of iman will be. So this is not a dua that we make. Yes, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time when we have to meet the enemy, then Allah Pak give us the strength. At that time when we have to go through some difficulty, Allah Pak assist us. But we don't ask for difficulty. We don't ask for this. But we make dua that Allah, you give me that strength. And you save me from difficulties. And if a person perchance now goes, so he's not showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his bahaduri. He's not showing his bravery. He's actually showing his ajizi. So therefore Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling them that don't desire that you meet the enemy. وَاسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الْعَافِيَةِ. Rather ask Allah Pak that give us afiyat. Oh Allah, give us afiyat. فَإِذَا لَقِيتُمُوهُمْ فَصْبِرُوا. But when you do meet the enemy, then be patient. Then persevere. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ الْجَنَّةَ تَحْتَ ظِلَالِ السُّيُوفِ. And know well, the Jannat lies under the shade of the swords. ثُمَّ قَالْ اللَّهُمَّ مُنْزِلَ الْكِتَابِ. How beautiful, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam advising them from all the different angles. He's advising them that what should they do before they meet the enemy, when they meet the enemy. Know that Jannat is lying in front. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam makes dua. اللَّهُمَّ مُنْزِلَ الْكِتَابِ. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that revealed his book, the kitab, the one that revealed the Quran. وَمُجْرِيَ السَّحَابِ. And the one that sends the clouds. وَحَازِمَ الْأَحْزَابِ. And the one who defeats the armies of the disbelievers. اِهْزِمْهُمْ وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ. وَأَهْزِمْهُمْ وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defeat them and help us against them. This was the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not being brave at all, despite him being the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not brave at the time when he required to be brave, but not showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that look at my bravery, look at, in other words, all the time showing that weakness, that ajzi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are in need of your help. Allah Pak, you destroyed the enemy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you make us overcome them. This one dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us here is ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afiyat. Was'alu Allah al-afiyat. Ask him for afiyat. Ulama explained what is afiyat. Afiyat is such a broad spectrum thing. It is such an important thing. Mawlana Ashraf Ali Tarmi sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, the dua that he used to make the most was the dua for afiyat. So ulama explained that who is the person, or how will you define a person that has got afiyat. So they say person can breathe properly. Allah Pak has given him the tawfiq to breathe properly. This is one of the qualities of afiyat. We don't know because sometimes we don't experience, but ask a person who's battling with breath, who needs an oxygen mask all the time, who's battling with asthma, what a difficult time he goes through, how hard it is for him to pass the night, to pass the days when he can't breathe. So he can breathe easily. The next thing ulama explain is his rozi comes to him easily. He doesn't have to panic, he doesn't have to worry, he doesn't have to suffer in the heat, outside in the sun, and dig the roads or do something very, very difficult, but easily his rozi comes to him. And the third is that a person has got ikhlas fil a'mal, that he is doing everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person now, if you look at all these three things, the person that can breathe easily, he's got afiyat fil badan, he's got afiyat in his body. The person whose rozi is coming easy, he's got afiyat as far as his financial well-being is concerned. And the person who's got ikhlas fil amal, he's got itminan and he's got afiyat as far as the mind is concerned. So the mind is at ease, the body is at ease, the financial welfare is at ease. This person who's got these three qualities, this person has got afiyat. You see how important it is. A person can have the wealth, a person can have the health, but he doesn't have that financial ease, he doesn't have that ikhlas fil amal, and I'm doing everything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Constantly he'll be in a worry, how I can impress this person, how I can impress that person, how I can show this person a point, how I can show that person. Why, he doesn't have this ikhlas fil amal. So therefore, at all times we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us this afiyat, that well-being, physical well-being, well-being as far as financial situation is concerned, and as far as our amal are concerned, that we are doing it solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.